Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the late 90s, when I was in residency and I was doing the coronary care unit and, working with patients who were going into sudden cardiac arrest, we have next somebody who lived through that. Julie Lixell is a survivor of sudden cardiac arrest. And being that October sudden cardiac arrest month, she's come on today to kind of talk about what she went through. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
Wow. And you're an operating room nurse. So, I mean, you've seen it all.
I am.
And then you went through this. What happened? This was February 6th of 1998. Tell us what happened.
Right. So I went out to dinner with my husband 2 days after my real birthday with two other friends, and he said that I suddenly collapsed on his shoulders. I don't remember what happened in that moment, but my heart stopped, and I went into cardiac arrest. I had no pulse, and I wasn't breathing. So they called 911, and they also called up in the restaurant to see if there was a doctor or a nurse. And lucky for me, there was a doctor, and there was a nurse who was an EMT. So they started CPR, and then within a minute or two, a police officer, Detective James Brierton, came in the restaurant with the automated external defibrillator. Mm-hmm. You know, he was around the corner from the restaurant because he was answering a barking dog call. So he came in, connected me to the machine, and the machine told him that I needed to be defibrillated. Mm-hmm. So he shocked me twice from my chaotic heart into a normal rhythm.
Thank you.
He saved my life. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize there's a difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack. Heart attacks happen, but it doesn't necessarily will put you into cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest is where your heart stops.
Correct. Yes. So your heart stops, and it prevents your heart to pump blood in your body, like in your brain and in all your organs. But it could happen to anyone at any time, at any age. But I didn't have any symptoms. Some people probably did. Somebody could have had dizziness, maybe feeling fast heartbeat, or maybe the loss of consciousness. But in my case, I didn't have any of that.
Mm. So no prior dizziness or shortness of breath or issues exercising. And mind you, you know, being in the healthcare field, you're moving a lot. You're on your feet, so you weren't sedentary either.
No, I wasn't. No, you're right. I was working full-time as an OR nurse at that time.
Wow.
So
yeah, Medtronic, you know, is a company that I've... Medtronic is a company I've worked with, and I'm grateful for them, you know, to have this segment with you on. Nowadays, we have amazing technology. Talk to us about what you now have in order to prevent this from happening again.
Okay. So after my cardiac event, I was given a Medtronic implantable cardioverter defibrillator called an ICD. It's under my collarbone, and it monitors my heart 24/7. This is my fourth one. So I'm very grateful for the new technology because the fourth one is a lot smaller than the first one. The one that I got in 1998 was a lot bigger than what I have now. But it gives me a peace of mind. It has none of the other three that I had shocked me. But it gives me a peace of mind. It gives me protection. If I ever need it again, I know that it's there to save me.
Mm. You know, I've advocate that all family members be taught in schools, learn CPR, learn how to use AEDs. You know, when my father had his massive heart attack, my mom couldn't resuscitate him. By the time the paramedics got there, you know, it was too late. You are a huge advocate in terms of, you know, sharing education. And, you know, what are you telling people based on your experience?
Okay, so when my cardiac event experience has made me grateful for everything that I have in life, you know? If I had died that night, I would not have seen my kids go to college. I would not have seen them get married. And I would not have seen my grandchildren. I'm a grateful grandmother for three grandsons. I can see them play ball, you know, and I can visit them. But what I want people to know is that if anything is not right, don't hesitate to get it checked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you will know what options you're going to get, you're going to have if you ever have a cardiac event. And everyone should learn how to do CPR, you know, and the use of an AED, which is the automated external defibrillator, because it saves lives. Mm-hmm. It saved mine, and it could save you. It could save yours. So, I mean, if only one life is saved, it's well worth it, because I'm here to tell you my survival story.
Thank
you know,
God.
Learning how to do CPR is the most important thing that people should do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Julie, how can people find out more information?
Okay, so they can go to Medtronic.com/sudden cardiac arrest, or they can go to Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation's website. You know, they have a lot of information there, and my story is there in the Medtronic website right now. They just went live 2 days ago.
Wow. Well, we're grateful for you. We're grateful for everything you share. We can't wait to have you back. God bless. And we really, really appreciate you, Julie.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate, and I know, since you're a doctor, you know what happened.
I know.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanking God, man. You had an angel looking over you that day. You take care, Julie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, not an easy topic to open with the guys, but October Sudden Cardiac Arrest Month, don't take your hearts for granted. It's one of the most important organs we got, and you know, get it checked out, just like you would any other body part. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys to be really, really careful sending back your food or making anybody mad at the restaurant, because what I saw in my days... Right, is sometimes if somebody gets mad, they will decide to put their body part. And by the way, this is kind of an adult segment, so for those of you with kids, you might want to turn off your radios right now or lower the podcast volume. But I have seen and heard, and it's sadly a unspoken truth that certain individuals enjoy sticking their genitals into something that might be imbibed or eaten by somebody else. And I remember telling one of my friends about this, and they go, okay, but you know what? What's the worst thing that'll happen? You're not going to get an STD. I mean, what is the worst thing? It's gross. But, I mean, they're not going to kill you. Well, apparently one woman is saying that she has an incurable STD as a result of somebody doing that to her, but it wasn't at a restaurant. It was at work. So this occurred, I believe, in Houston Medical Center. It was like a doctor's office. And she uses the water dispenser to make coffee. Well, apparently she goes up to this water dispenser and she's like, something just doesn't smell right. It doesn't taste right. So she's like, you know what, I'm going to bring my own water bottles. Well, then her water bottles started to have a funny smell. And I think one of her coworkers said it looks a little yellow. So she's like, okay, I got to figure out what the hell is going on. She sets up cameras, spy cameras, and apparently the janitor was putting his member into her water bottle and then rinsing it off with it, letting it go upside down, playing around with it, I don't know, and also allegedly urinating into the water canisters and the water bottles. Well, she, and I don't have all the details as to if she started to have symptoms or not, but she went and got tested, and apparently she tested positive for herpes, according to her lawyer. He also has tested positive for herpes and one other STD. So now he is on charges for, let me give you, I think it's aggravated assault. Hold on a second. Let me give this to you exactly. Yeah, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and indecent assault. Since then, 11 other potential victims have come forward, worried about their water or them having gotten an STD. So let me walk you through this. And I know a lot of people are like, but wait a second, how do you get an STD from a water bottle? So basically, according to ABC 13, KTRK, the 54-year-old mother of two noticed the foul smell in the water dispenser. She brought her own water bottles. It became tainted. The water smelled like urine. She was able to catch it on video. She showed the video to the reporters, and we got little pictures of it. I don't think I want to see the whole thing. And she states, I learned I acquired a sexually transmitted disease for which he also tested positive for. He gave me an STD. I will have for the rest of my life. Nothing is going to change it. Nothing will make it better for me. In fact, I feel like for the rest of my life, I will have to be careful. So herpes is a virus that is with you for life. You can't cure herpes. You could treat it. You can maybe stave it off, but you can not only be affected with it, not only can it affect your fetus and progeny through birth and the birth canal, but you could also shed the virus when you don't feel sick or have an outbreak. And herpes can cause these painful blisters. There's the type 1 herpes of the mouth. You could also get type 1 herpes in the genital area, but the most common sort of genital herpes is the type 2 herpes virus, even though they can cross infect and overlap, but it sounds like she got the type 2 genital herpes. Now, when somebody goes, well, wait a second, how long does herpes last outside the body? So it rarely lives in dry air, but if it's in a moist environment, it can last longer. Now, one California study said that it can last on moist surfaces, it could last up to 10 seconds. But a UCLA study done decades ago said that they were able to find the virus to live the 72 hours on fabric that was moist or, you know, dry. So plastic, I don't know if that's been tested. You would think plastic or water, you know, eventually the virus, if it doesn't have a host, but if this happened the night before, then yeah, technically. So the thought of getting herpes or getting an STD because somebody who's cleaning the area, okay, so here's the suspect. The suspect, his name is Lucio Catarino Diaz. He's 51 years old, and we don't know his immigration status, but he's a Mexican national whose immigration and work status are unclear. Now, he's currently in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. So the attorney obviously wants to go for broke and wants to sue and wants charges and, you know, wants him in jail. Now that you have multiple other people coming forward, and this is something that you can't cure, and there's going to be mental anguish, there's medical bills. It's not a very easy STD. It's rarely killed. I don't think I know of one case where somebody died of herpes. Infants can, but in terms of adults who get it, so luckily this won't kill her, but to have herpes, many people who try to date and find new partners, they struggle if they have herpes. Years ago, I had suggested that maybe there's these dating sites where, and eventually I think they did start to create some, where, you know, if you have trouble finding somebody to date and you have herpes, maybe you need to go on dating sites where they're herpes only. And then herpes people can meet each other because they can't date. And there's a stigma attached to it. And even though it's not a dangerous STD, you know, for the most part, with the exception of infants, it's danger. Well, it also can cause danger in terms of allowing other infections to to be more susceptible to other infections. But it's not like HIV. It's not like syphilis. It's not like disseminated gonorrhea. But the problem is there's that stigma attached, because once you have it for life. You will never get rid of it. And so there's this is a story that is it's frustrating to think that in this day and age we have something like this going on. But the moral of this, okay, isn't that, or somebody got an STD from, you know, a water bottle. The moral is, one, okay, your take home is, okay, don't leave stuff on your desk. Don't leave stuff that's going to go into your mouth, that you're going to use, drink from, coffee cups. Lock things up. Number two is, when you leave the office, there are other individuals that may have mental illness. In fact, he told authorities that it's a sickness. It's something he likes to do. And here he is working, and I don't know how many years he's, apparently he works in multiple, he does janitorial for multiple offices. You know, that the other take home is, again, you are surrounded by people who have mental illness. You need to be aware of that. Number three, the take home message is, if anything doesn't smell right, look right, taste right, it ain't. It's not right. Don't even test it. Don't go, you know what, I'm thirsty, I'm just going to throw it out. The last thing you need to do is drink urine or anything else. Number four is, whatever you thought, where, you know what, I think I'm good with an STD because there's a 3-second rule and there's, no, if this really is true, where this was because it was in the plastic or in the water and she drank water that was contaminated with it and was able to absorb it and then become infected with it, then our knowledge of STDs is not 100% an absolute. And you have to realize that STDs can be spread. So, you know, Godspeed to her and her coworkers. It's frustrating because I want to have trust. I want to know that my office can be good and even if you could lock your office up, you know, still, you know, there's people can still have access to keys. They could just be very, very aware. And sometimes you might have to use cameras. You might have to use spy cameras. I hate that idea. I hate that concept of videotaping somebody who doesn't know. But for something like this, I mean, this could save lives. And then the other take-home message is, you know, if he ends up being illegal, we need to figure out what was the process of vetting, you know, for mental illness. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Florida has seen an increase in cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year, driven largely by a surge in Lee County after it took the full brunt of Hurricane Ian. The State Department of Health reports that as of Friday, there have been 65 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections and 11 deaths in Florida this year. The parents of the 15-year-old suspects and one of the victims in the Raleigh mass shooting that left five people dead and two injured released a statement Tuesday through their attorneys. Alan and Elise Thompson wrote, "Words cannot begin to describe our anguish and sorrow." Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out the soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them this election cycle.
But they've been rubber stamps for the radical left agenda for 2 years, and now they're forced to face the voters.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to see the pictures. Next week I'm getting my mammogram. I had to put it off until the swelling went down after the vaccine. But I am going to get my mammogram done because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But I'm not doing a screening mammogram. I am doing a diagnostic one and having a follow-up ultrasound. And the reason why is, as you guys have painstakingly heard, I have dense breasts. And breast density could put us, some of us, at higher risk for breast cancer. So here to talk next about what we need to do and how we move forward in terms of screening and breast cancer is Dr. Pamela Habib, Head of U.S. Medical Affairs with Bayer Radiology, and Dr. David Schacht, breast radiologist at Northwestern's Lynn Sage Breast Center at Prentice Women's Hospital. Dr. Habib and Dr. Schacht, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Man, we really, really appreciate you. So, Dr. Habib, talk to us about what you do in Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So we are doing a lot right now here at Bayer. The main focus of our activities is getting the awareness out on what it means to have dense breasts, which you were mentioning in your introduction. We amplify our efforts during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. However, it is a message that we continue to push the entire year because it's important every day of the year, where we really want women to be more informed about not only the importance of getting a screening mammogram, but knowing what to do if their mammogram identifies that they have dense breasts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Dr. Schacht, you're a radiologist and at Northwestern's Lynn Sage Breast Center. And mammograms can miss cancers in women with dense breasts. What are you seeing?
Well, that's really one of the reasons that we're getting this message out this month about high breast density, is so that folks start to understand that breast density is something important to be aware of, and to understand that for us as breast radiologists, it can create what's called masking, where we're just not able to see some small cancers that may be present due to high breast density, and also that some studies have shown that just having the high breast density can be a risk factor for cancer development. So those are really the two big reasons that we want patients to be aware of their breast density, so that they can start thinking about what's called supplemental screening, which means different extra screening tests based on the high density seen on mammogram.
Mm-hmm. Now, the radiologists have been fantastic in terms of notating if the breasts are dense on mammogram. But what about women who are new to getting mammograms? How do they know ahead of time? Or do they start with a screen, and then when the radiologist notifies them, then they'll pursue the more in-depth testing?
That's exactly right. So they wouldn't know if they have not had a mammogram. So the first time that we have visibility into the breast density is on the mammogram. And at that point, we'll always go in the radiologist's report, but the patient doesn't always receive that report. The patient frequently receives a letter in the mail, but the actual report, you may be able to find this in the patient portal, for example, but that medical report is where the density is always listed. And whether or not it's in that letter that the patient gets in the mail, that depends on the state. So there's legislation in multiple states right now that I think 38 or 39 is the most recent number I've seen, that it is actually mandated that that patient's letter includes the density information. But there is a federal standard coming out pretty soon here, which will standardize the information provided in every woman's report that they receive after a mammogram.
Fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Pamela Habib, head of U.S. Medical Affairs at Bayer Radiology, and Dr. David Schacht, breast radiologist at Northwestern's Lynn Sage Breast Center at Princess's Women's Hospital. So I've spoken about the guidelines to my patients, but once again, can you remind listeners, when should they start consider screening if they do not have high risk or breast cancer in the family?
Right. So that's really the largest population of women in the country are really the ones who don't have a known family history. And for those women, my recommendation, which follows the recommendation of multiple different societies, is to begin screening every year at the age of 40, because this mm-hmm. saves the most lives and has mm-hmm. been shown in the best kind of medical trials, which are called randomized controlled trials, to save the most lives. And to me, that's the most important thing.
I agree. We used to get a baseline, and then they moved it to age 50, and then they moved it back to 40. I like the earlier screening. I know there's been concerns and caution about risk versus benefit, but now our equipment is much more higher tech. And so, you know, how often are you false positives?
Could you repeat that last part of the question?
So one of the reasons why breast cancer screening, the age has been kind of moved, is people were concerned about false positives and you know, people screening too early. But now our tech is better, where false positives are not as we're able to, deduce and be able to filter much of that out. Are you noticing that false positives are going down?
Yeah, so maybe I can speak to a couple aspects of that question. First of all, regarding 40 versus 50, there's truly nothing magical that happens at the age of 50. Breast cancer risk gradually increases over the course of a woman's life. There have been some studies that have sort of artificially kind of divided people into kind of a 40 to 49 and a 50 and greater range and gotten certain results. But really, there's nothing different that magically happens at the age of 50. And by screening women in their 40s, we're saving so many life years of women who are younger, and we're detecting a huge amount of cancer. Regarding your second point regarding better technology, for sure, there's new mammograms called tomosynthesis mammograms that have not only increased our cancer detection, but have the potential to decrease those false positives as well. So, yeah, it's one of the best parts of radiology is that we constantly see upgrades and improvements in our technology.
Absolutely. And either of you can answer this. So in terms of supplemental imaging beyond a mammogram for those with dense breasts, What do you recommend?
There are a number of different supplemental imaging options. So it really, a lot of it depends on the place that you're receiving your imaging and the radiologist's preference and your doctor's preference. Some of those tests include ultrasound, which uses sound waves to detect.
I think we lost our audio. Did we lose our audio?
There's a little audio loss. I can jump in while she maybe checks it, just to say that, yeah, there are different tests available, data has shown that several different tests can detect additional cancers that may be harder and possible to see on regular mammograms. Breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and contrast-enhanced mammography are some of those options.
Absolutely. I have patients ask, why don't we just go to MRI? And we don't always have to use MRI. We can, our mammogram technology, especially 3D, and as you had pointed out, some of the others, in addition to the ultrasound follow-up can be very, very effective. In the last minute or so, anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I think if folks want more information about breast density and maybe tips for gathering information and talking to the healthcare providers, they can visit a website, and that website is densebreastresources.com that can have some helpful information for folks to talk about after they get their normal annual screening mammogram, which is really the most important first step for anyone.
Well, Dr. Habib, we appreciate you. Dr. Schacht, thank you. Thank you so much for all you do. We can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So health officials are still perplexed that the COVID bivalent vaccine is not popular. And I got it, and I'm glad I did. I have been waiting for an updated booster. I did not get the older boosters because after getting the first two shots, and I felt kind of horrible, I'm like, you know, if I'm going to get a booster and I've already had COVID as well as the shots, I'm going to wait for the new one. And I did. And as I promised, I was going to do it. I put my money where my mouth is. And I, you know, I had a couple side effects that were a little different from the first one, but for the most part, I feel fine. And I think I'm ready for the next COVID wave. I still think I'm going to get COVID. I don't think this vaccine is going to prevent me from getting COVID. I never thought they would. But if it could minimize it and I could not be, you know, knocked on my butt for a week or two, I'm going to feel like it's a success. The new bivalent shots, though, are not as widely being done. I think we're at 20 million people having gotten it thus far. And so, you know, doctors are urging them. I know some of you have asked, you know, why would I recommend them based on everything else that's going on? And I go, look, you know, when I make a recommendation, that's not a mandate. That's not forcing it. My recommendation is for you to talk to your doctor about the shot. I'm not recommending you to go out and get anything or to do anything or to try to have like a chicken pox party. I'm not recommending any of that. What I'm recommending is you and your medical provider sit down and have a discussion on what your risks are, when your last COVID was, what your antibody levels could be. I really, really wish we were checking antibody levels, because if we were, that could, oh my gosh. This is something I have been asking for since the very beginning, especially when we were doing the stupid mandates. I'm like, can we, for the love of God, before we start firing nurses and firing first responders and firing teachers and firing individuals, can we let them do a test and see their immune status and see if they still have antibody titers? And you could come up with a range. There's qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative means yes or no. Do you have antibodies or not? But what the public officials were griping about is, well, we want to know that you have enough antibodies. Well, then that's quantitative. Come up with a range. Come up with a range. And if you're still in that range because you've been vaccinated, because you've had COVID, because you've been exposed and you have either both a natural and artificial immunity or one or the other, let us do the test. And if we still show our antibodies and we still show that we have a level of immunity, we could then move forward with our lives. You know, that's not a new concept. Colleges have been doing that for years. They go, look, if you lost your shot records, then provide us a blood test that you have antibodies to MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. And if you do, we'll take that as you have been immune. That's fantastic. I thought that concept was amazing. Yet we didn't use that concept for COVID. And so the problem is, and I knew this from the way beginning, is once we start to take a dark turn with public health and we start to do things pretty obstructively limit people's freedoms, now we have a vaccine, which I do trust. I still think they're going to have similar side effects as the previous ones, but we have an updated shot, just like an updated flu shot, and we have even less enthusiasm for it than ever. And I think that stinks. We could have approached this so much differently. And it's not that I want everybody to get vaccinated. What I don't want is people being fearful and mistrusting of our public health officials. And they are. And can you blame them? So we've lost the trust. So now when I ask somebody, you know, have you gotten boosted? You know, have you gotten the new booster? People are laughing in my face. I understand they're frustrated. I understand. They, you know, but they're like, I've had COVID twice. I've been vaccinated. No, I'm not going to stick anything else in my body. That's their choice. And trust me, people are nervous. I got to tell you, that's really going to drive the midterms. People are not going to want public officials who could do that to them again. So this weak demand for the new shot, I look at on the whole, you know, is because some people are like, well, good. That means politically they're not going to do this to us again. I don't think so. I think when you get a political idiot and they want power, it will. There's going to be power-hungry people in politics again. I don't think this is going to teach anybody a lesson. You know, politicians never learn lessons. They make the same mistakes over and over and over again. But the problem we have is if we do have a major public health issue, and let's say Ebola comes our way, and there is now a new outbreak in Uganda, and it comes our way, and we're like, all right, guys, you know what? We have vaccines. We need to isolate. People are going to be making hand gestures that I can't even fathom to describe on air without being fired. And they're over it already. And I get nervous about that. What I would rather see is, you know, rather than these headlines going, oh, you know, nobody wants a shot, you know, rather than the headlines saying, you know, look, you know, those individuals who want it are getting it. Those who are, you know, watching and waiting, that's their choice. But there's just some kind of disgust, distrust, fatigue that people have with the whole, these are our recommendations. And as I told you, we have parents that are scared to death that some school districts, such as the LA school district, is going to move forward with mandating COVID vaccines. Now, in news, we do have another vaccine, and this is the one that some people were more comfortable with, the Novavax vaccine. Apparently, the FDA has authorized a third dose of Novavax's COVID vaccine in those 18 years or older that could be mixed and matched if you had Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. So if you want your booster to not be the mRNA, but the Novavax are these like particle proteins that help induce an immune system. So you're not getting genetic material in. This is something that a lot of people have been looking forward to and wanted as their initial vaccine. The CDC still has not given the final say on this yet, but the FDA has authorized it as of today. And so this Novavax vaccine may be, you know, a little bit closer to, I mean, the flu vaccine is a killed version of the virus, whereas Novavax are particles. So there's no necessarily virus in there. But many people really were kind of a little, concerned about the mRNA. I was comfortable with the technology, but I get why some people were a little nervous. Well, this Novavax's vaccine, which was authorized as a two-dose primary series, was limited because so many people already had Pfizer and Moderna. But now the FDA said, you know what? If you need a booster, you could get the Novavax. It's only for those 18 years and older. But this might limit, you know, and might ease some people back into vaccines who didn't like the fact that there was mRNA or with the Johnson & Johnson DNA. So we'll see what happens with this. But the Novavax boosters could be pretty cool and pretty effective. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.